We need to move forward with this vote. I like the statesmanship and the compromising thought that Senator Diamond had, which would be if we voted for the motion, that we would then, if we did, and it was approved, that we would subsequently make a statement and a vote on it, which moves us in that direction. I'd like to bring that vote. All right. Time is done. Motion before us is to accept the, I'm going to try to paraphrase this, but if you may think of it, you know, to accept the negotiated conservation easement, but to leave it unsigned temporarily, and that we, this committee, seek the authority to report out a bill to the 124th legislature of the state of Maine, instructing the Maine Department of Transportation to pursue the permitting of a port on the island of Sears in the port of Searsport, and once that permit is signed, that the conservation easement will then become signed. Is that the essence of your motion?
Yes.
That's what we're voting on. All those in favor of that motion, so signify by raising your hand, and keep your hands up so the vote can be recorded. Voting yay are Representative Madford, Representative Rosen, Senator Diamond, Senator Savage, Senator Damon, Representative Brown, Representative Fisher, Representative Hogan, Representative Thomas, Representative Terrio, Representative Hogan, and Representative Peoples. It's unanimous with all those present and voting. Thank you very much, committee. Do you wish to have us move forward with another statement?
Chairman, I'll make a motion that this committee issue a correspondence statement to that previous vote that states our support for this project, and that the agreement, and that we, as a committee, as a committee would support the development as stated.
Is there a second to that motion?
A second.
Representative Peoples has seconded. The move by Senator Diamond and seconded by Representative Peoples that this committee would support a statement supporting the actions that have been taken by the Joint Use Planning Committee to date and work to help implement those. Is that roughly what you have? Discussion on the motion? Representative Thomas?
Where does that leave my concerns?
I don't think it leaves those out in the cold at all, because your concerns, I think, can be addressed with the previous motion, which included the inclusion of a legislative document. Your concerns can be addressed there. I believe. Representative Fisher?
I would like included in that the development of both the port facility and the environmental facility.
That's the intent. Thank you for clarifying that. I'm going to ask that you actually help with the wording of that. Any other concerns? And let's move the question. All in favor of the motion, so signify by raising your hand. It's unanimous of those members present. Any opposed? Or not? Thank you very much. Members of the Joint Use Planning Committee, members of the public who weren't members of the committee, but have always shown a deep interest in this, thank you for your time. Stay involved. Help us work through this as we continue to move forward to try to develop a resource which has as much uniqueness as any in the state of Maine to provide for conservation, education, recreation, and economic development. Thank you. This portion of the meeting of the Joint Standing Committee on Transportation has finished, and we're about the meeting has finished. And we will take about a 2-minute break so that people who wish to leave can leave, and we can continue. And if Ms. Roy...